This is Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio. Now, each year, Tenbury Wells, the town in the orchard, celebrates the Mighty Apple with a one-day event held on the town's Burgage recreational area. It always happens on the first Saturday in October, and this year's event will be held on October the 7th. And here to talk to us about it is the chairman of this year's Apple Fest, Anton Schooley. Hello, Anton.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
How much time and effort goes into putting on Apple Fest each year?
Amount of time. We have a small committee, a very tight committee of four of us, and we meet fortnightly from March onwards. That is basically having sent out invitations to our regular participants from February onwards. So basically, it's most of the year.
How many years has Apple Fest been going on for then?
Its actual history is a little vague as to its original form, but it's believed to be about 18 years since it was first took place within Tenbury itself, and that was then within the town centre.
There's something for everyone at Apple Fest. I mean, there's over 70 exhibitors at this year's show, isn't there?
That's absolutely correct. And yes, we advertise it as a family day out. It's in a very safe environment. It's within the confines of the Burgage, and we aim to entertain all the family, as well as those who are specifically interested in apples. So yes, it is an all-day family event.
And as I say, so much going on. You've got demonstrations, there's crafts, there's food products, there's also the refreshment zone, and a full day of live entertainment as well.
That's correct. The biggest marquee that is put up is the one that contains over 250 varieties of apples, very, very kindly put on by Frank Matthews. And our next biggest marquee is that we have for the entertainment, and it has an entertainment stage on it, and we have entertainment throughout the whole day.
You've got the rotundas, the exciting traditional black country folk group. They're going to be there.
New to us. We've not seen them before. I believe they're new to Tenbury, so it's the first time for both of us, and they're very excited about having the opportunity to perform in Tenbury.
Yeah, and we've also got Leinster Morris. They're going to be there.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. They're going to perform twice, approximately about 12:30. And then again at 2:00.
Yeah. We've also got the Tenbury Team Valley Band also on top of that, Mark Russell's solo circus, and Pearl Lake Ukulele Band as well.
Indeed, we've had them before, and they're back by popular demand, and they will also be performing in the morning. That will be after the rotundas, who will start the day off at 10:30.
I went to Applefest a couple of years back, and as you say, the Frank Matthews tent with over 250 different types of apples. I had no idea there were that many different types of apples.
Well, it is an amazing thing, and yet still people come and they produce apples. We invite them to do so if they've got an apple that they are uncertain as to the origin of the fruit and its name. So we have the facility for people to be able to bring their fruit and hopefully have it identified as to its proper name and origin.
And also Apple Team are there so that they can juice the apples for you if you take them along.
Indeed, absolutely. Providing people bring their apples in a clean condition, so pre-washed, and also they provide containers for the juice to go in. The minimum amount would be about a large carrier bag to make a practical process of juicing. But then, in all fairness to everybody else, they've asked that no more than perhaps 5 bags should be presented. Otherwise, they can't handle the demand, which is pretty extreme, which is really very rewarding.
As we touched on earlier, there's so much for kids to do as well. Tell us about the Apple Trail.
The Apple Trail is for children to be able to go around each stall and spot an apple, and each apple has a letter on it, and they go around and they collect those letters and put them on the entry form, and that spells a phrase, and then they're given a small prize at the end for having completed the show. So the whole idea is to get people to keep moving around the whole site.
There's so many animals going to be there as well.
We have alpacas again. They've always proven to be very popular, and we very much hope that they will be able to walk around and people will be able to actually get up really close to them.
And you've also got the Twitwee falconry.
Indeed, he came to us last year, and that was very successful as well. And there was almost no time at all when there wasn't anybody absolutely fascinated by what they had to say.
And also a Ludlow Beekeepers Association.
Backed by popular demand. Many of these stalls, of course, also go to the Tenbury Countryside Show and also to the Ludlow Food and Drink Show. So it's a little circuit for them, and they certainly appear at most of these shows and are very keen to come to Applefest as well.
Well, as I said earlier, it's all happening on Saturday, October the 7th. It's on from 10 a.m. through to 4:30. It's a £5 entrance fee, which is cash only on the gate, isn't it?
Yes, preferably, yes, cash only, please, yeah.
But children under 16 go free?
Yes, absolutely. But we are so keen to have families that we will encourage children to come.
I'm looking forward to seeing the classic cars again.
We have more classic cars this year than before, so that should be a great attraction as well. There is also a jive group called Cool Moves, who will be demonstrating their jiving skills, as well as all the other entertainment. And also new to us this year, Solo Circus is coming as well, and that will be a bit of a surprise, I think.
Good luck for October the 7th, Anton, for Applefest 2023 in Tenbury Wells, and thank you very much indeed for chatting to us today.
Chris, you are most welcome, and thank you for your interest, and we look forward to seeing as many people as possible, and of course lots of good weather.